why you should be considering a particular New Year's resolution?
Well, I'll tell you, we've been doing this a long, long time. We've been doing this upwards of a decade. And the one thing we always know is neuropathy is a progressive disease. So we always have these things called New Year's resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be more involved with the family. And it seems like you get to the next year and you're kind of at square one again. Now, the unfortunate thing is neuropathy is going to be progressing over time. Some people are quick. Some people are slow. But either way, if we don't do anything about it, I can guarantee when you wake up on January 1st of 2024 and you haven't done anything about it, it's going to be worse. So if I have any advice for New Year's resolutions, if you've got neuropathy, come see us. We have a way that we can actually address the cause, and we can start to make your 2023 a better year and getting you back to doing the things that you love.
Well, if you wait a year, it'll still be a year later. And if you've done nothing with it, it's the same amount of time where you could have done something. Dr. Clayton?
Yeah, so we've done enough of these consultations, and patients generally come in different phases of the neuropathy. So, you know, some it's new, it's maybe only a couple months old. It's just in the beginning stages. Sometimes we get someone that's been suffering for years, it's advanced, they can't take the pain anymore. No matter when you act, that's the most important thing, is that we actually do something to address what's going on and stop the pain, start getting that person to be able to live their life a little bit more.
Dr. Ritchie, if somebody is hesitating on this, saying, yeah, I'd like to do something, but I've got everything else happening this year, what would you say to that?
Come spend a week with us. see where this could possibly go. You know, we've seen close to 11,000 patients over this 10 years. And when you see a person come in and they're new at it, you know, it's not really affecting their life except more of it's on the mind, annoying, may not quite be affecting their daily activities or sleep or driving. But I'll tell you, when you start to watch a patient go from that to where it possibly can go, that was my biggest shocker getting into treating neuropathy. Is I knew what it was. It's the death or destruction of these nerves, you know, in your skin, you know, peripheral generally, your feet, your toes. And, you know, it gets numb, it gets tingly, you know, you can get burning. But that in mind, you don't think it's that bad until you start hearing someone tell you that, man, this is stealing my soul. I can't sleep. I can't walk. The sheets hitting my feet are horrible. They nick their toe, it gets cut, and next thing you know, they have to get it amputated because there's no circulation down there. And then maybe it moves up further and they can lose a leg. And I mean, that's the severity of it. That was the biggest thing that shocked me when I would see the person that was more advanced. So if you have any doubt of what you want to do, spend a day with us and see what these other patients are going through. And, man, it'll change your mind on whether you want to address it now or whether you want to address it later.
That brings up something I hadn't really considered. If you have a neuropathy, it may be from at mild inconvenient to advanced and excruciating to you. But if you injure yourself and you have neuropathy, are you even going to know that until you look down and see that there's blood or that there's some other problem?
Yeah, there's a lot of patients that come in that they don't even know they had a cut on the bottom of their foot. And all of a sudden they pull their sock off and it's, you know, they got blood in their sock or their toe's black and they can't see it till it gets to the top of the toe. When those feet go numb, you have no idea what's going on. Hands can go numb too. I had a patient in the other day. He tells me that he can literally pull the ham out of the oven and he doesn't need gloves.
I'd say he does. He just doesn't realize
he doesn't realize.
I'm not trying to be.
He can't feel the heat. Yeah, but yeah. He knows he burns himself. But yeah, it gets that bad, and it's a shame. It definitely goes. It goes from you know, just beginning, and it just depends on how fast it's going to get to that stage. But it will get there eventually.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be amusing when I mention something like that, but that is kind of frightening to think that you would have so bad a lack of feeling in your hands that you could grab something that hot and not notice it.
It is. It's, I mean, the first thing you get is the numb feeling. So once you get that numb feeling, and it, then it turns to pins and needles and tingling, and that's usually the first phase of it. Most people come in, and it's primarily starting in the feet, but they can definitely get in their hands too.
Dr. Clayton, what have you had to deal with some of the patients coming in along these lines?
Yeah, so, you know, that's definitely where infection can set in pretty quickly, too. If someone nicks their foot, doesn't even realize it. I had a patient, actually, he actually ended up breaking his foot. We later found out.
Breaking it?
Didn't know. He had no clue it was broken. So,
how long had he had neuropathy?
Years, yeah. This was an advanced case, so years, lots of sensory loss.
That's
foot,
just sad.
Foot got really swollen and ended up getting it checked, and it was fractured. So, yeah, I mean, that sensory loss can be really devastating to someone's overall life, because then they can't really feel injuries, which is really important. So, and then you've got someone, you know, a lot of these patients too, some of them can have diabetes, which also slows healing processes. So those people can get be prone to cellulitis and you know, pretty devastating infections that where you can lose a limb.
Well, that's something interesting that I hadn't considered either. You've talked about patients with diabetes before, but the recovery is actually slowed if it is from diabetes that you're getting the neuropathy?
Well, I mean, as far as when we treat them, it doesn't, I haven't seen their healing be any slower necessarily, but they typically will have slower wound healing. But I wouldn't say a diabetic case for us is it heals any slower than someone who's got it from an unknown cause or chemo-induced, anything like that. So,
although if there's more damage, it's going to take a longer time for that reason.
It can, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Ritchie?
Yeah, absolutely. The sooner you catch it, the better it is. I mean, it's one of those things that, and, you know, it's, as Dr. TJ had mentioned, you know, it, the healing of a patient is very independent of the patient. You know, some people can, right out of the chute, feel miraculous changes. I just had a gentleman who was 57 years old, who had chemo-induced neuropathy, and I mean, his feet just look like the, you know, you think of the neuropathy foot with its purple and his, you know, it just looks swollen and looks irritated, and he's in the midst of going through chemo, and he had that foot, and he couldn't sleep, burning, stabbing pain at night, and he's still working, and it was just horrible, and he started, within a week, he came in for his first follow-up visit, and he looked at me and he started shaking his head. He's like, I slept the very first night I started the program. He goes, I've gotten rid of my burning and my stabbing pain. I haven't had it since the day I started the program. Now, those are pretty darn quick results, but the funny thing was he's like, the only bad thing about that is I actually slept in and I slept through my alarm and I was late to work. But I'll tell you, it's amazing what these people go through on a day-to-day basis, and being able to give them back their sleep, that alone is just a whirlwind of changes for these people.
I know you've mentioned chemo-induced neuropathy before, but can they still be treated for neuropathy while still undergoing chemo, or is it best to wait until that's done? Where do you pick that up?
No, actually, you want to address it as soon as possible. You know, if you got something trying to kill those nerves, diabetics, you know, there's certain medications like statin drugs that can cause it. You know, it's like if something's trying to kill it, if we can slow it down, stop it while you're going through the chemo per se, that's good. Why would you wait till it got to its very worst when you could be addressing it up front? So we would definitely, in fact, one of my very, very first patients was a chemo patient who had breast cancer, and she actually went through my very beginning clinical trial. And by the end of her program, she was 100% better. Now, that was 10 years ago. She ended up getting breast cancer again, unfortunately, had to go through the same treatments. And as we put her through, as she was going through it, as soon as she got that twinge in her toes, she came to me and we started treating her. And we held it at bay. As soon as it never got any worse, and then by the time she was done with the chemo, it was a real simple solution at the end of it to get her back to square one.
Dr. Clayton, I understand that you have a couple of success stories you want to share with us this time around.
Yeah, so we had I had two really good stories this week. One patient is someone I've been working with for the last 8 or 9 years for various musculoskeletal injuries with my chiropractic end of the practice. Once she had heard and seen in the office that we were working with tri-state neuropathy, she was started telling me that she's been dealing with that. I had no idea that she had neuropathy until she started seeing signs and pamphlets in the office.
And she had mentioned it to you all the time?
Never, no. I mean, that's the thing is a lot of times people hadn't mentioned it to me in care until they started seeing that we were working with tri-state. So, you know, and I talked to her. She scheduled a consultation. We went through, started treatment on her. She's about a month and a half in, and I asked her, she was in the other day, I said, where are you? Where do you think you are right now in terms of improvement from day one? And a month and a half in, she looked at me and she said, I'm about 85 to 90% better, no pain at night. She was not able to sleep at night because of the intense pain, pins and needles, all those sensations, the little electric shocks that she was getting overnight. They were all gone. She said she was able to sleep through the night completely.
The electric shocks, you say?
Yeah. Yeah. They like some patients will call them like zingers, like little quick electric shocks, and then they're kind of gone.
Is on the
usually in her feet. Yeah. Feet and calves is where she had them. But yeah, I mean, I was astonished, honestly, when she said that she was that much better that quickly after how long she'd been suffering with it. So she was one. And then I had another gentleman, older gentleman. I've been working with him actually for about 5 months now. And he was in the office and he just took off down the office with his cane up in his hand. And he's like, I could not walk without a cane before I started coming here. And he was 5 months in, so he was a little bit more work, but I was really happy to see him start taking off without that cane. He was really excited. So
it's not so much a balance issue as in you cannot walk on your feet.
A lot of times, yeah, these people will a lot of times drag their feet because they're not feeling them. The feet will feel heavy. So they've got like a dragging gait. They'll end up tripping on carpet and, you know, door thresholds and stuff like that. So, and that's one of the big things I noticed on when he was walking was he was picking his feet up better. So when they're starting to feel their feet, and then there's a thing called proprioception where it's like your body's way of determining where your feet are in space and time kind of thing. And these people, when they start to lose feeling, that starts to go. So
what is that called again?
Proprioception.
It's just where... Situational awareness, I guess?
Yeah, so like if you close your eyes, you would know where your hand is. These people, a lot of times that connection starts to go because they're not feeling their feet. So they don't actually know where their feet are a lot of times.
Man, that's got to be a terrible thing to go through.
Yeah, so that's where the balance issues can come in.
You do an initial consultation with them?
Yeah, so the initial consultation's free. We go over their case history, medication lists, any previous diagnoses that could be relevant. Then we do some sensory testing in the office to determine how much kind of function they still have left. That helps us kind of determine if we're going to be able to help them if they're a good candidate.
Not everybody is.
Not everybody. I would say the majority are, and if they are, then we're able to help them and get them started. If not, then we try and find them somewhere else to get some help. So.
And Dr. Ritchie, wouldn't they qualify, what is the technology that you're using here?
Yes, so the technology... is really advanced. And any technology, as we know, you know, thinking of that first cell phone that we got and compared to what it is today. And this technology has been around since 2008. And to this date, it's just been really advanced. Now, the greatest thing about it is it's painless. Now, it's FDA approved and you can't even feel anything. One of the main components that we utilize is called low-level light therapy. And it's literally designed to just dilate your little blood vessels in your skin. When we get older, there's this thing in our body called nitric oxide that depletes. And it has one purpose, and it keeps your blood vessels open, healthy, dilated, so we can get oxygen and nutrients everywhere. The older we get, the less production we have, and it starts to tighten up. So it's literally like just turning the sprinkler off so we can't water the grass. And our technology is designed to just produce that enzyme to allow us to open those blood vessels to start to feed those nerves. The greatest thing about it, you do most of this stuff at your house. You don't feel anything. It's super easy. And it is the most powerful technology on the market. There is nothing out there that even compares to it. We work directly with the electrical engineer on some of the designs, but he's the guy that knows the science, and it is the most powerful. And that's why we're over 90% successful with what we do. Most patients get 50 to 100% better, and we can teach them how to do that the rest of their life, which is a big thing. So, like I mentioned, the guy earlier, 57 years old, if we didn't do anything, he'd be in a wheelchair. And who knows what else after that. But I know within 1 week he saw those changes. You know, once he's done with his chemo, we'll get him back living life like normal again for the rest of his life too, which is great.
When you use this technology, you've talked about light. It's, is it like an LED or is it some type of concentrated light? It's not. It's more light than heat, correct?
Yeah, it's not heat. It's not heat. It's there's several different frequencies that we utilize, and they actually alternate. The technology that we have, it's really leaps and above anything else that was that we used in the past, and that's why our results are getting better. But there's LED, there's infrared, ultraviolet. They kind of serpentine between the different frequencies so that the tissue doesn't get resistant. So that for a simple 20-minute session, you know, you get 100% of the results so that your vessels now are open and just they're like turning a sprinkler on to water the grass. We're opening those vessels to water those nerves with oxygen and nutrients.
When you say that they can continue with the technology, is this something that they take home or they have to come into the office all the time?
Well, that particular one they take home. But there are some other technologies that we utilize over the years, you know, rolling off the technology that we use, one of the main components, we've just developed other things that really assist. You know, for example, if we can open those blood vessels, the blood doesn't change its speed coming through there. What if we can change the flow of that blood and increase it? It's kind of like turning a sprinkler all the way up. That's another technology that we can use in our office. And we do that when you come in and then you don't feel anything again. And then there's an electrotherapy that we use to actually design to, it's a very specific frequency that works on the nerves, the little sensory ones, and it actually teaches them how to function again. And it's the only one on the market that is addressing the small nerve fibers, which is what we're addressing. So it's a big formulated plan, depending on their severity. Like Dr. TJ said, you know, whatever we come up with in your exam kind of shows us where we want to put you in the program or what kind of program to put together. And we can actually figure that out that day if we need to.
Which reminds me, somebody wanted me to ask you, when you talk about that particular component, is that like a TENS device or is that not?
It's a part of the electrical stimulation world, but it's its own frequency. So it's not that thing you can get at Walmart. It's a very, very specific frequency, and it's a prescription-grade technology.
And if people want to contact you, I would imagine that you've been very busy from what I understand since you've come to Altoona, but you do have slots open for people and time to talk to new patients?
Yeah, so we offer, like I said, the first consultation is free. That visit usually takes about half an hour to an hour where we can assist them with you know, any of their health concerns they have and figure out if they're a good candidate for our program going forward. Those appointments we do have available at our office. So we have office hours Monday through Friday. So you can go to marydanston.com. I think that has, Sean, does that have the office hours on there?
It has the office on there. It has a number that you can call and talks a little bit about what we do. You'll see a lot of testimonials on there. I mean, we've seen thousands of patients, and there's just a few on there. But every day there's testimonials walking through the office, so that's good. But, yeah, make the call. It's an initial exam. It'll tell you whether or not you're a candidate, and if you are, we can put a program together that shows you how we can address it and so not only stop it, but most patients, like I said, 90% will get anywhere from 50 to 100% better.